You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Today, we'll compose a short piece in the genre of romantic comedy. But have you ever wondered what the Mixolydian mode is and how we can use it in a composition? Let's find out. Before we jump into all the good stuff, let me quickly point out that this episode is also available as a video on our YouTube channel, should you prefer to see the actual notes. As usual, you'll find the link in the show notes. Well, here's the Mixolydian mode starting on the C root tone. Because of where the half steps appear, the Mixolydian sounds slightly less resolved than the Ionian or standard major scale. That's the character I wanted to use in the composition we'll dive into today. By the way, in interval theory, we don't have half steps or whole steps. Instead, we count the distances from one note to the next in chromatic steps. So from the C to the D would be two, and all the half steps would be one. But let's get into some actual music and start with a simple melody based on the C Mixolydian. I alternate between scale tone movement and rest points. This gives shape to the melody right away, and the audience won't have any trouble remembering it. Also, did you recognize that my rest points are all chord tones of the tonic? So I'm outlining the C major triad, and I'm sure you're hearing some basic harmony already, right? Since we're talking about harmony, let's add some triads. I'm moving back and forth between the C major and B flat major because that's what the melody suggested. For the last two bars, I leave the key and create a turnaround that moves into the 5 chord to the C tonic. That's why I changed the last melody tone and made it part of the G major triad. Turnarounds are great for repeating a section, and it's also a good opportunity to change the arrangement. We'll do that all in a minute, but first I want you to see that I displaced the start of my melody by an eighth note. This adds more overall transparency, and I wanted to let the chords jump out first before the melody follows. In fact, let's see how we can organize harmony and melody more elegantly and avoid redundant information such as doubled notes. So let's make the melody a bit thicker and harmonize it with either chord tones or scale tones. And as a result of that, I can reduce the chords to just one line that adds the missing tones. Great, and these empty bars actually evoke a sense of stop and go for me, which I also like, especially in romantic comedy, where the storyline doesn't resolve immediately. Now, before we ask the musicians to play it, let's make one final tweak, and that is the bass line. I want it to have more horizontal force, so I added a few more notes to connect the dots more fluently. And now here's a possible arrangement for a small group consisting of some solo strings, piano and guitar, bass and drums. I really like the Mixolydian for this type of writing, but I encourage you to try the other modes as well. If this is your first time visiting our channel, please subscribe for more cool composition techniques and practical orchestration tips. And for the full implementation, check out the information below. Have a wonderful rest of your day and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.